This is program number LW2097. Well, it actually happened in Russia. Hi, this is Larry West. One of the czars of Russia was walking in his palace park one day, many years ago, and he came upon a sentry standing before a small patch of weeds. The czar asked him what he was doing there. The sentry said, well, he had been ordered to his post by the captain. What are you guarding? The czar asked him. The sentry couldn't answer him. So the czar became curious. He sent his aide to ask the captain. But to his surprise, the captain could only say that the regulations had always called for a sentry to stand at that particular spot. Well, the czar's curiosity now really became aroused. He had to find the answer. So he ordered an investigation and found that no living man at the court could remember a time when there had not been a sentry at that post, and no one could say even what he was guarding. Finally, the archives were opened, and after a long search, the mystery was solved. The record showed that the great Catherine had once planted a rose bush in that plot of ground, and a sentry, a guard, had been put there to see that no one trampled on it. The rose bush had long since died, but no one had thought to cancel the order for the sentry. For 100 years, the spot where the rose bush had once been was watched by men who didn't even know what they were watching, and they didn't care to find out. Amazing. You know, really, I guess that we are all sentries, I guess you can say, guarding something. What? Well, think about this. The fellow who protects his bank account, or who protects his investments in land or the stock market, he's protecting something. And really, what he's guarding is just as temporary as that rose bush. And just as they had never evaluated the situation back then, sometimes we, do we, never take a look at what really is valuable and is really worth protecting. How many parents, for example, find themselves in agony, hurting because, well, their kids have gotten into trouble, all because mom and dad didn't protect their investment when the kids were just kids. They didn't give them a moral foundation, you see, on which they could secure their lives. And now the kids are living, well, like animals, stealing and hopping from one bed to another. And as far as direction is concerned, something that they plan to do with their lives, they don't have a single thing going for them. And for the most part, it's because the mom and dad were protecting the paycheck instead of the children. How many marriages are on the rocks these days because Mr. Husband and Mrs. Wife, when the marriage was new and fresh, found themselves protecting temporary things. I mean, he protected his job, working long hours all over the country, believing he would advance in his company and get more money. And he didn't protect his new relationship with her. And now, after 3 or 4 years, his marriage is falling apart. I'm convinced we're all protecting something, and yet we really haven't taken a look at what it is that we are protecting, many of us. The rose bush is dying from an enemy attack that we don't even see. But we still stand there guarding it. Maybe the bush is already dead, but still, there we stand. What we ought to do is turn around and take a look and see if what we're guarding is worth our time and energy and faithfulness. What's on your list of priorities? Let me ask you, what's on that list? Whatever it is, that's what you're protecting. Hey, can I tell you that I'm convinced that God ought to be first on that priority list? That's the relationship that ought to be protected at all costs. It's the most important. Next, your family is most important. Protect that relationship. And by all means, train your children to protect their relationship with God and with family. We're all sentries protecting something. Have you taken a look lately at what you are protecting? Are you a sentry standing in the wrong place? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called God's Priority List. It's yours for the asking. God's Priority List. I think you'll find it interesting. It's yours if you'll write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.